Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
At Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live, March 29th, 2018, 18th episode of Patriot Power Hour, the final episode of Season 2. Future Dan, we made it through another season. That's crazy, huh?
It's been a long winter, Ben, but spring will be on us, and we're going to take a week off, reset this thing, and launch into the spring, 2018, season three.
Exactly. Looking forward to it. We are taking a week off, folks, so next week, no Patriot Power Hour, but I think we got enough content just today to go for 2 weeks, practically. We will be back the Thursday after and every Thursday thereafter, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. As always, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. So we got a crypto bloodbath on our hands. We got a lot of financial news and some pain in tech and this and that and other thing, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right? The crypto that soared in the third and fourth quarter 2017 has totally self-destructed here at the first quarter 2018. I think you said you got the numbers on hand. Give us a little rundown of Bitcoin and some of the other altcoins, and where are they at right now?
Yeah, Ben. So Bitcoin down 14% today. Today, 14%. That's a monster drop. I'm not sure I've seen one day that is getting up into the 14% loss for an asset like this, but it did it today. 19.5% for the week. Oh, 20%. I'm live on Coinbase. 20% down for the week. That has to be the single greatest drop since we started this show in November 2017, and it's nothing like it was back in the episode 2, 3, 4, and 5 range.
Right.
We're at just under $6,800 per Bitcoin. It's down 37% in the last 30 days. So yeah, the
unbelievable.
Ben Cochran predicted crypto bear market is fully upon us.
Yeah, now I am like, well, I guess I did call this, didn't I? Ha, ha, ha. Not that I'm necessarily happy because I do own some Bitcoin and other altcoins as well. I'm showing just today Ethereum down about 17%, so even more than Bitcoin. Litecoin down 14%. But Bitcoin Cash down 20% just today. I don't think coins, even the Fed coin or any competitor. Nothing's in the green today. Pretty much everything down double digits, if not 15-20%. So the question is this time to buy? Or is that catching falling knives? Is this a total scheme the whole time? We are officially in the red. As you mentioned, first, second, third, fourth, fifth episode of Patriot Power Hour last November, December. Bitcoin and other the altcoins were all going gangbusters. You know, Ethereum crossed 1,000. Bitcoin crossed 15,000 and up to 19,000. But right now, Ethereum from above 1,000 to $371. So officially, at one point, if you had invested in, let's just use Bitcoin as a standard example, if you invested in that in the second or third episode of Patriot Power Hour, at one point you would have been up like twofold, threefold. Now you would be down 10, 15% if you had held that entire time. So, you know, it's officially in the red right now for the show. So we'll keep continuing to check out this saga and see if it goes to zero or if it somehow has a miraculous comeback. You got any thoughts on what you think it'll be next? I know it's kind of just guessing, but does this shake your faith in cryptocurrency, or do you think it'll bounce back like it's done in the past?
Yeah, well, I think it's inevitable that it'll bounce. But, you know, with the headline that we're carrying in column three on future danger right now, you know, Japan and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, we have news this week, you know, actually it was last Friday, about how both of the country's financial services agencies are talking about clamping down. We saw that, you know, earlier in the winter with South Korea getting ready to, you know, attempt to quash it. But when the SEC, you know, they got the Trading and Markets Division head is talking about how cryptocurrency trading marketplace should be, you know, quote unquote, strengthened by enforcing stock market principles. That's just going to drive people right out of the coin if they're not, long-term, you know, believers. So we'll see those types of headlines coming out when major, you know, regulators start talking about, you know, ways they can help, quote unquote, improve the coin. And just to jump on to what you said earlier, Ethereum and Litecoin, both of those are down over 30% last week.
Just last week. And they were down 20-30%. Year to date as of last week. So they had a rough year already, essentially a bear market already. And now they're getting mollywopped. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, you know, and we've spoke about it on this show many times. I mean, whether a blockchain, you know, digital currency that it really carries a value only because the people who have it believe in it, whether or not these things can, you know, thrive and survive in a growing good economy is one question. But what happens when the day of reckoning in the fiat world comes? It's the metaphor we've used previously on this show is, you know, that pressure of debt is like the sea's pressure on a submarine that's gone too low. And that first bolt that blows out is going to be, symptomatic of that, the entire structure collapsing. But that first bolt could be these cryptos launching off again. Where they end up after there, no one knows. But I think it would be unwise to call the early demise of these, new forms of currency.
I got another analogy. Not sure if it's going to be the truth or not. It might blow your mind. What if, like, a supernova that turns into a black hole, everything blow off top, as they call. So crypto, stock market, bond market, real estate, art, fancy apartments in Manhattan, especially luxury goods, all have seen massive increases. A blow off top, a supernova, all that free money, liquidity, Now, all of a sudden, that's run out. They're trying to raise rates. Debt is just so much debt out there, saturated. No more room for debt-fueled growth. Now, the retraction into the black hole where everything is destroyed. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's either going to be a submarine or maybe it'll implode on itself. And then all bets are off on if anything will be worth money or if, heck, you know, hopefully not. And we do talk about this stuff sometimes. Might be a total societal collapse where really assets don't have much value unless you can eat them or barter with them at some point. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But we try to be prepared for that type of stuff, right?
You know, there's 7 billion people on the planet, and they are going to produce economically no matter what. And, you know, when you have a system like we have that's you know, tends towards boom and bust anyways, but when the banksters get involved, they accelerate those busts. It has to come out somewhere. The equation has to balance. What is it that stores wealth if the supernova starts collapsing? It's not. I would take exception to the metaphor insofar as it all can't just end up back into a black hole, into nothingness. Something has to, you know, maintain wealth. And, you know,
right.
I know you're a big fan of bullion. It's always there. I don't believe that's susceptible to being sucked into a zone where it doesn't have wealth. It doesn't store wealth.
Yeah, maybe more like a neutron star where it collapses down to a super dense material, and there you go. There's your precious metals. I guess I'm being very
gloom and doom. Nice recovery.
All right. I like that. The gloom and doom, though, I am being a little gloom and doomy, but I guess what I'm looking at is potential, you know, bread lines and just people not going to work and just 30, 40, 50% unemployment. In that case, yeah, there still will be some economic activity, if only forced labor, right? So there will be something. But that is damn near a black hole. So I'm worried I'm worried about that inflation and then a stagflation and then a total deflation collapse. I feel like we're just on the precipice, but I don't know. The banksters, they do got a lot of tricks to keep things going so they can keep feeding off of us. So maybe they don't want us to die quite yet.
Yeah, you know, it's hard in March 2018 to see the dangers of that kind of collapse right now. Future Danger launched in 2015, and we've seen episodes and periods with, you know, where the signs and signals of some kind of financial crisis, forget the word collapse, just crisis, seemed a lot closer than right now. But all of economics is human behavior, and we are fallible, and it's perhaps, you know, to be expected that we sometimes can't see very far into the future. That's why the website Future Danger, it's named that way, because the very concept is that trying to coin a term here, future danger, it's the potential for those types of scenarios,
right,
being observant of them, which is very different from saying it's happening now. It's nearly impossible to predict these things. I'm not in that business. I'm not predicting anything. The website is designed just tell you what time it is. And economically, what time it is right now, cryptos are getting beaten on. Debt's a problem, but the economy's growing.
Huh? That's what they tell us. We'll see. Hey, guess what, folks? We're going to be talking about a lot of other topics coming out. Maybe not too much more crypto today, but listeners, if you want to check out the rise and fall of crypto, has Ben and Future Dan review it live month or week by week, month by month, from November 2017 all the way through March 2018 and beyond. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. All of our archives are there. And actually, even better, futuredanger.com. If you scroll down a little bit on the third column, you'll find our podcast archive there. That's nice as well. So, hey, go check out those archives, folks. Otherwise, we will be right back. Stick with us. We got a couple good sponsors. You want to hear them. You want to check them out. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth Whatever. And final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar, send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, segment two. We're going to run through the Future Danger heat map, the heat map situation report. Column one, we got more news to shake your belief that our judicial system at the federal level is worth a damn and to be trusted. Leaked text suggests coordination between the 44th president of the United States, the CIA, the FBI, and his party in Congress to launch the Trump-Russia probe. FBI text messages are a gift that keeps on giving. This is the week of general public awareness that privacy has been annihilated by the big social media giants. Facebook has been storing logs of phone calls, text messages for years. Microsoft announces it's about to ban quote-unquote offensive language and monitor your private account. Facebook and Google data that they're collecting is coming out in reports left and right. Whistleblower comes out and basically reveals Facebook is able to listen to you at home and at work. Another expert revealed the extent of the data Google has on you. It's amazing. And the Cloud Act passes Congress quietly. The Cloud Act just destroying your privacy while no one is watching. The U.S. government quietly codified the Cloud Act. It's full of intrusive policies on citizens' data. They snuck it into the $1.2 trillion spending bill. News blatantly censored. It never stops. Media censors pro-Second Amendment teen. Embassy falsely reports absurd numbers of anti-Second Amendment protesters in this week's recent nonsense protests, whatever they call them. YouTube puts a warning on a satirical video about a Florida student who's anti-Second Amendment. It's a satirical video about him. They're just going to censor that, too. And this week, the television network, CBS, NBC, ABC, they're covering UFOs and Roseanne not making any mention of the jumps in the GDP. Ben Cochran's skepticism of those numbers notwithstanding. Also in the Liberty column, Democrat congresswoman wants background checks for ammunition buyers. Probably won't pass, but they never stop trying. Little more fearful, an ex-Supreme Court justice authored a op-ed piece on the with the New York Times. John Paul Stevens is openly advocating we repeal the Second Amendment. That's not good. In the security column, war with Russia. We're still far off from that, but we've had a lot of sensitive matters occurring. U.S. expels 60 Russian diplomats. At least 21 countries kick out Russians this past week. The Russian mission to NATO's chopped by 10. Poland buys $4.75 billion in U.S. anti-aircraft missiles. And today, Russia announces that it will expel 60 American diplomats in return. We have tensions, the new Cold War. In other security news, report Israeli stealth fighters flew over Iran. That emerged tonight. More on that later in this episode of the Patriot Power Hour. War with China. It's on the horizon. China says U.S. warships sailing near the Spratly Islands was a severe provocation, intercepted with two of their own warships. Chinese Air Force, in return, drills in the South China Sea and West Pacific. Record number of U.S. Marines are deployed to train in Australia. China sends a massive fleet into the South China Sea, including their single aircraft carrier. And inside the United States, U.S. intel officials are feared that they're seeing Chinese operatives conducting sophisticated kidnapping programs against Chinese citizens, grabbing them right out of the United States and taking them back for political charges. We had suspicious packages sent to several military installations in the D.C. area. That's not good news. Virginia-class attack subs, the U.S. Navy announced, will now fire nuclear weapons. That's a dramatic shift. Nuclear force activity like that is something we watch for on future danger. And in the Middle East, Saudis have intercepted missiles fired from Yemen. This is just proxy war for what could become an Iranian-Saudi showdown. Been watching that for several months. They keep doing this sort of thing. In column four, natural events. We got a massive dust storm across North Africa. We got several 6.0 or greater magnitude earthquakes throughout Papua New Guinea and the Southwest Pacific. Romanian nuclear plant disconnects after a glitch. That's something to keep an eye on. We don't like it when nuke reactors go bad. And we got New York City seeing the largest increase in tuberculosis cases in 26 years. Got very rare cholera breaking out in Vancouver Island in Canada. Sometimes these diseases just sneak up out of nowhere on us. And the CDC is warning a second wave of the B strain influenza has begun. This is March, folks. Shouldn't be happening. Economic news. We got the LIBOR spiking. We talked about it last week. Now it continues. I know Mr. Cochran will want to get into this. 37th straight day. Most consecutive advances for the LIBOR since 2015, 13 years. China's to launch tens of billions more in tariffs. The trade war is heating up, matches some of those headlines you saw in the national security sphere. They're sending their Navy out. They're sending their bombers out. And we're right into a trade war with them. Keep an eye on that. And by the way, they just opened their petro won futures. You've heard of the petro dollar. It's the idea that oil around the world for decades has been traded exclusively in dollars. Well, the Chinese have something to say about that. They're going to try to see who wants to denominate oil purchases in their currency. And the rest of the economic news is all low-level green, not too threatening pieces, but any which might strike the fancy of my co-host, Mr. Cochran. Now's the time. What do you think those headlines mean for our world today? What's our status?
What's our status? Hey, that's what I love about futuredanger.com. You can go there and literally in 10 minutes check out the four columns, click on a few articles that you're really interested in. But hey, sometimes I just look at the headlines. Sometimes I read like 10 articles though, because there's a lot of interesting ones you don't find in lots of places. So you covered a wide swath. I've really picked up a trend, and it's right in my face almost every episode. But the left-hand column, these two indicators, judicial system direly distrusted and privacy annihilated, it's almost always red, and there's almost always 6 or 7 or 8 articles every single week. And I don't think it's because you're biased towards those. I think it's because those are under absolute attack. I know it seems like economically we're kind of, ho-hum, we're doing okay, maybe, but not, at least we're not collapsing. We haven't had any 9.0 earthquakes or even 8.0 really recently, knock on wood, or, Fukushima's or Category 5 hurricanes. Strategically, or insofar as geopolitically and strategic warfare, secure national security in particular, yeah, that's just kind of like a slow burn coming to a head. But what really been popping out, and it shows again, groundbreaking stuff, stuff that will be in the history books forever. This judicial system direly distrusted, privacy annihilated. And, personally, my favorite one, and I'm in jest, I'm trying not to throw up here, is the whole Facebook collapse insofar as they've lost tens of billions in market cap. They've got an egg on their face, very bad. It's really, really embarrassing for them. They should be punished much more. So both by the government, and hey, I'm not a fan of the government stepping in, but hey, the laws are there. We know that they've broken a lot of them. They need to be fined, maybe even jail time. And the people, I am so darn close to deleting Facebook. I've been on Facebook since like 8 months after it first launched. I was in college, probably one of the first 1%, literally, to ever be on Facebook. I knew it was the devil back then. I'm glad people are starting to wake up now. I have, 5,000 friends and a few thousand followers, so I do get a lot of use out of it to fight the good fight, so to speak. So I don't know if I'm going to delete my account now, but I hope everybody else deletes their account at least. And I should really think about deleting mine. It's pathetic. They're a total NSA front, spying on everybody, stealing our data, socially engineering us. And there's all these scientific studies of people getting extremely depressed if they spend more than 30 minutes a day on social media, really jealous and dark about their own lives, think everybody has a great life and they suck, or a lot of jealousy. Oh my gosh, who knows the amount of relationship drama too. So point is, I was glad to see him get the comeuppance a little bit this week, but it is sad, and it's definitely a huge indicator here on Future Danger.
Yeah, and I really focus on just the complete cultural shift in what used to be, Americans used to value privacy. We got a generation that throws nearly anything up there. I mean, when I know responsible Facebook users who have a small amount of friends and try to, at least keep it private, but how in the world were you going to trust something that was trying to make money off of something you don't pay for, not selling it? I don't worry about the corporation, which is Facebook or Google, insofar as I worry about the attitudes of especially young people who don't realize that it's not necessarily in their interest to throw all their life up online.
Definitely not. And, it's come back to bite me a couple times, not too bad, but a little bit. And, these kids are savvy too, but you also underestimate things that can come up 5, 10, 20 years later on the internet. Who knows what kind of stuff is going to happen, 30 years from now. Grandmas are going to have these pictures or chats or whatever come up and just – gonna be embarrassing.
Just for the record, Future Danger has a page on Facebook. It's at Future Danger Heat Map, and to make that possible, a gentleman known as Patrick Henry runs the Facebook group, which is Future Dan is AKA Patrick Henry, only because Mark Zuckerberg has decided that someone with the first name Future and the last name Dan is not a real person, so I got locked out the first time I created one.
Yeah, see, the little fiefdom, his own little kingdom, and if you don't fit in the rules, you're banned. Or you get acquiesced.
Well, it's because they only want real people because they have a full intention of selling your data as fast as they can, apparently.
Yep. All right.
Hey, programming notes. Last week we only did about 45, 43 minutes, Ben. We got clipped off, so apologies to all the Patriot Power listeners. Episode 17 is truncated. It's going to stay that way in the history books, but we will try to do better next time.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from futuredanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
It was not going around.
Welcome back. This March 29th, 2018 episode of Patriot Power Hour, brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com. I don't really even have a plug here right now to write off, but check out ReadyMadeResources.com. You probably already heard the commercial throughout the podcast today. Some really cool stuff, good sales. You can even call up Bob. He does have a number there, and he will answer it. Future Dan, I know he hooks you up with some really cool radios, right? Tell us a little bit about those radios, maybe.
Yeah, they're, what am I going to try to say? Ham radio handhelds, and he just shot them over to Future Danger to test out and try out. Really appreciate it. Got to learn how to use them better. They're not for entry-level walkie-talkies, I'll tell you that. But Bob's all about, you know, providing everything you need in the, you know, for multiple scenarios where you might have to just take care of yourself. And Ready-Made Resources is a primary sponsor of Future Danger, helps us keep the site going and upgrade it, get us innovations and move it forward. So really appreciative to Ready-Made Resources. Great sponsor.
What I'm looking to do this summer, I think I probably should just pull the trigger and make it happen, get a solar panel or two, put it on my garage, use that to power the garage, or definitely at least power, serve as backup power for freezers, refrigerators, some basic stuff with power outage. And I'm pretty darn sure he's got stuff like that. He's got night vision. Really cool. That's more of a toy that I would love to get. Maybe my birthday next year. He's got lots of cool stuff. So if you're into prepper type material, he's the man to check out. So, hey, Future Dan, we got a number to give out. Not sure if we got any live listeners right now, but 619-789-6804, 619-789-6804. And actually, I'm lying, because we already got a live listener on the line right now, but you got to press 1. This is a hint to that person waiting for us. If you want to get on air, press 1 if you call in. So anyone else out there listening live, or the person on hold right now, press 1 when you call in, 619-789-6804. But you use that number, just sit back, relax, listen to the show. So, and if you listen on archive, and remember, next week we're taking a week off to prepare for season 3, another push into the spring, into the summer months. We're going to take a week off. But after that, again, we're live. We're not just a podcast, and this number stays the same. So not next Thursday, but the Thursday after, and every Thursday thereafter, 619-789-6804. Future Dan, I wasn't able to coax our person on hold to press 1. That's all right, though. They might just be hanging out listening to the show. Let's continue with some more news. How about that?
Yeah, interesting piece coming in right before this show aired. Jerusalem Post, as Israeli media is most likely to do, is quoting a Kuwaiti newspaper, which is reporting that 2 Israeli F-35 stealth fighter jets, the brand new F-35 Lightning fighter jets that the United States and several other allies around the world, Europe and Asia, including Japan and South Korea, all developed this next generation stealth fighter. Well, Israel was in on it, and they have their F-35s. Well, the report is that they have flown jets into Iranian airspace over the past month, all right? That's provocative, okay? Sources quoted that 2 stealth fighters flew over Syrian and Iraqi airspace to reach Iran and even targeted locations in Iranian cities. Now, what that probably means is the Russian-made air defense systems that the Iranians have bought in recent years can't see them. Or whoever's operating them, it just isn't good enough to see them. But why would the Israelis do such things? Well, they're not doing it just, you know, like they, you know, stealing a car and joyriding. They're lining up attacks. They're seeing where and how, if need be, they can strike those, especially those Iranian nuclear facilities. And we watch news like that very carefully, because if Iran and Israel were to go to blows, there's no telling where that ends up, right? So F-35s, Israeli F-35s flying into Iranian airspace, you can probably expect to see some news between now and the next time we air in 2 weeks of the Iranians in Syria doing something provocative, their proxy Hezbollah doing something that gets the northern side of Israel very disturbed. That thing's all that place is looking for is a match, and you can see a shooting war. And Israel's nuclear armed. Iran probably has cooperated with North Korea enough to have some dangerous weapons too. Not a good scene.
Nah, definitely not. Nothing that involves overflights of potentially nuclear powers, let alone both being nuclear powers, is ever good. And definitely not if it involves Iran, and definitely not with Israel. So, bad news all around. Possibly, if true, who knows, it could be rumor, but I highly, highly high chance it's true, and probably have done it many times before as well. But that is highly provocative, and like you said, they're not just joyriding. There's a purpose behind every one of them, even if only to force Iran to light up their radars or light up their S-400, I believe, is probably the Soviet-made SAM site that they have. Pretty darn, from everything I've read, those are really high quality. But maybe they're playing coy. Maybe Iran is not lighting them up for whatever reason, not playing into their feint. But on a game of cat and mouse, but when you got nukes and you got even just heavy amounts of conventional weapons, it's cat and mouse is not like a really innocent game. You know what I mean?
And it could be Israeli information operation that's planting things into the Kuwaiti papers that never happened.
Yeah, totally.
To provoke reactions in Iran and see where that goes. That sort of thing, well, it's the Middle East, right?
So much cloak and dagger, too. So I know you don't, definitely not on FutureDanger.com, and myself personally on my website or this show or any other radio show I've done in the past, don't necessarily try to predict what's going to happen or say what's, with certainty that a news article is true, because we weren't there. Okay. So there's so much cloak and dagger and misinformation, especially with something like this. But we do our best to vet sources, and it's not really unreasonable for them to try something like this either. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully nothing happens. If one of those got shot down, that might change the scenario. I'm not saying that they'll be able to shoot an F-35 down necessarily, but you never know. That could be a big incident to light that tinder, that huge mountain of flammable nitroglycerin tinder box explosion. Hopefully not. Knock on wood. We'll see.
Yeah, and I'll share with listeners that this concept of information operations has really come of age in the last 15 years. It's all based upon what used to be known as psychological operations, but they've raised it to a level in the age of the internet. And I could tell you that in our major commands, like Central Command, which would be responsible for Southwest Asia, but all of them, European Command, Pacific Command, there are people that are, that's what they do. They're information operations planners. And they have massive, highly classified portfolios of information packages that can be leveraged. And it's oftentimes the best kind of disinformation is based upon partial truths. There's a whole skill set that our military, all militaries employ. I mean, if you go and read Sun Tzu, Art of War, and how military deception should be a key component in how you operate, it is at a the art form has evolved with the internet and with technologies to the highest level it's ever been. And nation states spend a tremendous amount on people, time, resources in planning these things. Not necessarily executing them, but I'll just say this. When we invaded Iraq, one of the first things we did in the reconstruction was to put up cell towers, okay? And it wasn't by mistake. You put up cell towers and you make cell phones available, you have a framework in order to operate against insurgents. And despite what happened in the previous administration, towards the end of the other one that preceded it, we had a pretty strong handle on Iraq, and those networks were stamped out pretty well. And to a large degree, special operations intel people running information operations succeeded in clamping down on that insurgency. And that's not lost on the Israelis. So going back to that F-35 report, I don't know if I believe it or not. If it's true, Iran's going to react in a visible way. If it's disinformation, it could be for public consumption in Israel or for other audiences in the Middle East. You just don't know. There's a lot of people practicing information operations in the 21st century, I'll tell you that.
Could be just justification for all the huge defense contractors that created the F-35. Make it look like there's a threat where they're needed to be able to fly over Iran. Ha ha, it's a victory for the trillion-plus-dollar boondoggle that has so many problems. Maybe that, too.
Yeah. There's always going to be the next generation warplane.
Hey, I love that type of technology. It's really cool. I just don't like my taxes so high. And don't forget, for every $2 they tax you, they spend $3. All right.
And how many
right
they now borrow?
Yeah, exactly. They borrow that extra dollar at interest, baby. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill, deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? Like giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. Our number is 619-789-6804. That's this week, next week, and every week. Call on in. Join the show. We'd love to talk to you. Mr. Cochran, segment 4 of episode 18. We got all kinds of bizarre little pieces of news. Companies going out of business that one would have thought wouldn't go out of business. And the surveillance state here and abroad just never seems to keep growing. What's that interesting to you this Thursday evening?
Well, you did mention something that's not super impactful. You know, it's a green type or gray indicator, maybe on futuredanger.com, for example, but I don't remember even if you covered it, but it's kind of older news, a week or two ago maybe. Remington, the America's oldest gun maker. Everybody knows Remington shotguns, for example. Declared bankruptcy the other day. Does that mean small caliber ammunition and firearms is going to collapse? They're going to bankrupt all the companies. We're under heavy attack. I don't know. I believe, you know, in free market, they could have easily been mismanaged. And I actually have some connections to not that company per se, but I do understand the market and do know that they were very over leveraged in debt and mismanaged over the last 10 plus years. I also believe they were purchased by some vulture capitalist private equity firm recently. I'd have to go triple check that. Almost positive if that's the case, though. Anyway, I could go into some of that info. I don't really have too much absolutely crazy stuff going on right now. The crypto was a big, big news I've been covering the last week or so. You know, I guess it's spring break. Easter's coming up. A lot of people out of town. News isn't too crazy right now, besides what we've talked about, at least.
Yeah, so to bounce off of that, we do carry an indicator about firms failing. But, you know, one here, another there, not – that should be expected in a normal, you know, healthy capitalistic system. And I think that Remington brand is going to go on for centuries. It's an American classic. Someone's going to buy it and turn it around. No, I didn't post to that. It would take significant firms and failing simultaneously. We covered Sears and JCPenney and those. When those were, you know, and Sears could go away any day now, that iconic brand. It's a little more alarming, but, you know, retail, you know, brick and mortar is just struggling with the, you know, with the Bezos empire. So that doesn't really apply to Remington. Remington's, I think, just a case of mismanagement.
And like you said, free market, we don't want absolute 100% lack of bankruptcies. That is not the sign of a healthy economy. Just go look at a forest. Heck, I'm not an advanced gardener or woodsman by any means, but I've been getting into that, and I did grow up on 1 acre up in the mountains in Colorado. The forest is littered with dead trees, broken off limbs, weeds, all types of undergrowth, and really just a lot of dead stuff oftentimes. And that's just normal, healthy stuff. So you need, you know, especially when mismanaged, you want these type of companies to bankrupt, be maybe purchased by someone who has better ideas, or maybe go away forever. Maybe Sears needs to go away forever. Maybe it's totally inefficient. Maybe it's worthless. Maybe it has, you know, written on its accomplishments from 40 years ago since then and has not tried to improve since then, and we want it to be gone. On the other hand, Amazon is practically a monopoly and has some monopolistic type of practices. So, you know, it's kind of old boss or new boss, same as old boss situation. But, you know, hey, best man win if it's fair playing field. That's a huge caveat, though.
Yeah, so two things I'd say is if Amazon ever accepted crypto, you'd see something different happening in crypto markets.
Oh, man.
And I got personal friends that work in machine shops where firearm components are made. And one particular small company that I know of in 2016, I think it was, their figures for AR-15 lowers. This one shop, it probably employs 30 people. They produce 55,000 AR-15 lowers in 1 year. It makes you think in the firearms industry that there's got to be a point where there's a glut. And everybody,
exactly.
All those anti-Second Amendment people talk about how many guns there are in the United States. What they don't realize is there is too many. There is no confiscation ever coming because of the amount that's out there. We have, in terms of materiel, embedded firearms in our culture permanently. And all the talk of the rights being taken away or whatnot, that's a de jure argument. A de facto argument is Americans are armed and will be for many centuries.
Hell yeah, and I've said on the show before, I'm only worried once the robot armies start coming and, you know, a 7.62 or 5.56 not able to penetrate them. We might need some laser guns by then. But till then, yeah, they could wreck us, starve us out, burn us out as best as possible, poison us in different ways, whether food or different pharma, you know, big pharma, et cetera. But like you said, it's embedded, and we're not giving them up. And they understand that. And I think if the situation was – this is so hard to prove. I'm in the risk management profession. It's so hard to prove that what you did prevented a catastrophe that never happened. You'll never get credit for something that never happened, especially a catastrophe. It's so hard to prove that the Second Amendment has – having it in place and having those firearms embedded, it's so hard to prove that that has not – you know, that has prevented it. A total tyrannical takeover of the United States of America. In my opinion, If we weren't as armed as we were, we'd be much more vulnerable, and it's quite possible we would have already been taken over, to be frank. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little paranoid, but I do believe it's quite possible we would be totally curb-stomped if we didn't have the situation we have now. What do you think on that to finish the show?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a great article. I'm sharing it in our catch-all preparedness bundle in column one to call it Prepping Advisory, right? And it's an article by Kurt Lichter on Town Hall called Why Democrats Will Lose a Second Civil War II. And for all the polemics and, you know, Republican, Democrat, back and forth that, you know, we tend not to want to focus on this show, he is a former military man and makes a great point that there's really, you know, two Civil War scenarios, and the left is going to be in trouble trying to prevail in either one. The first scenario is Democrats take power and violate the Constitution and use the federal government to suppress and oppress, you know, red state America. In that scenario, red Americans are the insurgents. Given the amount of guns, given the amount of territory, given the amount of people, given the, you know, ideological orientation towards liberty and freedom, that kind of federal government would have a hard time succeeding. Wouldn't be a good scenario, scare a lot of people, but there isn't really, if you think about it, reason to think that that kind of federal government could actually impose its will on, the, you know, just the amount of, you ever look at the election map, the amount of territory that is held by, you know, the right-leaning parts of our society. All the big blue cities are exactly that. They're contained in among themselves. They don't control a lot of space. And then the other scenario is, you know, like what we're seeing with California, a state trying to succeed, defy federal authority. In that scenario, which would only happen when, like we have now, a Republican president and federal government run by Republicans, they would also not stand a very good chance of succeeding. So for all those doom and gloom scare scenarios about a second civil war, if you're on the pro-liberty, pro-freedom side of the equation, you should take heart in this Kurt Lichter article, because he does make a strong case why nothing we want to see. We don't want to see a second civil war, but the chances of the statist forces trying to, you know, impose a new world order that way, pretty good argument why they wouldn't succeed.
Absolutely. And hey, this show is named Patriot Power Hour and the network, Patriot Broadcast Network, in the spirit of founding fathers. And really, that was forged Lexington and Concord, which coming up in that April will be an anniversary for that. So we'll have to be sure to cover that, maybe talk about that for a segment. I think that's a great way to end season two. Future Dan, it's been an honor to be on air with you. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be communicating and working on some upgrades for the show. But in the meanwhile, definitely have a great Easter weekend and try to relax a little bit. We'll come back, coming back swinging. I can't wait for episode 3. We got so many new upgrades, so many different guests lined up, a couple little bits and little fun stuff to add to the show. It's going to be a great progression. Look forward to it, buddy.
Coming back on April 12th, Thursday, laying down new tracks in season three, I should say. Looking forward to it, Ben.
Awesome. All right, folks. We'll be back. Like we just said, April 12th. We'll be back.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. All right, folks. Have a good one. Thanks again for listening. Patriot Power Hour, we're out.
listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark, you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
right now. Save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off at Banana Republic Factory. And at both stores, save 40% off clearance. Plus, don't miss Banana Republic Factory doorbuster dresses at $19.99 and Gap Factory logo hoodies for the family from $14.99. What are you waiting for? Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory stores or shop us online. Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off at Banana Republic Factory. And at both stores, save 40% off clearance. Plus, don't miss Banana Republic Factory doorbuster dresses at $19.99 and Gap Factory logo hoodies for the family from $14.99. What are you waiting for? Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory stores or shop us online.